And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all, it's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
Game like end game when I snap. Everybody getting ashes. It ain't safe for the masses. It ain't safe for you bastards. You tucking lace with the classes of an average rapper. You just another trace to assassins. Another marker, a target, and ain't no part of you artists. Y'all are far from the hardest. If I get started, I'm carving the heart of all of them ardent. My pen is sharp as a hawk is. They do a lot of talking until I'm tossing a carcass. Like it's duck season, I keep squeezing. They cease breathing. Step, it's winter time and a pen got these sheets freezing. I blow like a street genius. You got criminal rage. Only time you set in the bars making minimum wage. Saying you killing raps, you just ripped up a page. My quote is appear as dope, you just step it with sage. How could you possibly stop me when I'm connected like the numbers, man? Y'all the same niggas putting hundreds in a circle scam, damn.
I asked Ethan to rap first and he heard the plan. Words slither like a serpent through my working hand. Writing verses picture perfect to convert the grand. They like the courage I'm exerting with these verses, man. It ain't worth a damn. Hit them with the mad force and pack. Don't need ointment, but I'm sort of rash. Drill trap or boom bap, I doom cats. Big belly, but I move fast for a new bag. Disciplined if I'm flipping this intricate. I'm meticulous in the midst of this. You rap on some beginner shit. I give no mercy to simpletons. I deliver hits while shedding light in the room like I done hit the switch. Ain't a mystery why they music ain't got around. Rappers ain't getting on, just mimicking lots of sounds. Lot of talk on the net, but they hush when I come around. You was sick of me before, how you gonna stomach me now? Set to damage, they tend to panic. I'm at the baddest. You see me young to come up and know I'm the next to have it. Assessing, matching, addressing havoc. My pen is magic, but plenty static. I send them blessings with hella passion. It was written something like a young Nas. And when it comes to bars, I'm gone, my mind could run yards. If it's rap, we bar fighting. I don't need to touch y'all. Fade, they ain't trying to catch it like a gun charge. This game will chew you up and spit you out like bubble gum. Gotta stand 10 toes down if you wanna run with us. 9-16-94, I become the one. It ain't a question that I'm troublesome.
All right, everyone. That is Troublesome by Dre Morrow. He is my guest, a return guest, back on my platform today. Dre, are you with me?
Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
All right.
Central Standard Time Zone.
All right. So tell us what you've been doing since the last time you were on my platform.
Sure. So, you know, we talked off air a little bit, but a lot has been so different from last year, from the last time. As far as my online presence, I think that's grown a lot. My following, you know, I have loyal following supporters that have been following me since day one, and new people that have just, you know, been able to catch me on YouTube and my new music on Spotify. A lot of live events. Unfortunately, you know, COVID-19, I think, has affected everyone in the music industry. But just before that hit, I was blessed to be able to do the Midwest Takeover promo tour. I remember in December last year, we talked a little bit about, you know, some of my past shows, you know, traveling, you know, all around, you know, from New York to Atlanta, Georgia, to Chicago. Now that I'm living in the city in Chicago, I was able to, you know, travel to some spots in Illinois, do some venues in Sturtevant, Racine, Wisconsin, my hometown of Kenosha, Wisconsin, and even West Bend, Wisconsin. Shout out to the Inferno, which has been one of my home venues that I've been in. But yeah, so it's just been a year of growth, and we've been blessed to be up so far up to this point. So,
well, thank you. Thank you for that information. Wow. So I just been Troublesome, and that is the name of your album as well. Tell me who was collaborating with you on that track.
So that track, shout out to, his name is Ethan Anomaly, an artist out of Racine, Wisconsin. I met him, I want to say maybe 3 years ago, through other mutual artists that we knew. And I've always thought that he's had, you know, a very unique sound and just great lyrical ability. So when I was putting together this project, I still didn't have a name for the project. I just knew that I wanted to put together something during COVID-19 to kind of give people some new music to jam to, get people out of the, you know, a lot of the negativity that's, you know, been shared online, on social media, give people that escape. So I had the beat, you know, I really love the groove, the instrumental. Prime Stars has always, you know, provided me with some great instrumentals. They produce some tracks on my Lights EP. So, you know, I actually sent it to him with no lyrics on it. I just told him, here, you go first. That's why when the verse started to go, I asked Ethan to rap first, and he heard the plan, because I told him, I sent him the beat. I was like, you go in on this, and I'm just going to go off of your vibe. And he's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, you know, I really want to hear what you're all about, and I want to be able to challenge myself to be able to mesh with your style. And I think it came out beautifully. We displayed some lyrical ability and just had fun on the song. So shout out to him. And that's actually my favorite song on the project. I think it describes the project so well, and that's why I decided to go with that name for the entire project, Troublesome.
So now that you and your wife have a record label name for yourselves, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So Dreamerica ENT, we're calling it Dreamerica Productions for a long time, but really we were just doing things, just me and her out of our, you know, just the team was me and her for a long time. We had other people help us along the way, but it wasn't anything official. This year, though, we decided to, you know, get some, you know, real business partners involved and start to do a little bit more advertising, a little more promoting, and expand outside of just doing recording music, but also doing film, recording our own music videos. My wife, America, she's a very skilled photographer as well as videographer. Mm-hmm. So we're also doing photos and photo shoots. Recently, we did a collaboration with Lady Bijou, where I was able to showcase, you know, myself for, you know, just doing a photo shoot for my own brand, as well as her doing some stuff for her brand. So a lot of cross promotion. And we're just excited to continue to expand. This is just the footwork that we're laying down, and you know, we're happy to do it.
Well, thank you for that information. Would you happen to let us know about any upcoming videos to any of the tracks from this new album coming?
Sure. So we actually are working on a music video for a song that's on the album called In That Mode Part 2. It's a continuation series. Every time I go to my live shows, I like to, a lot of people enjoy my fast raps, you know, you know, and I'm just like doing a bunch of like wordplay, a lot of alliteration. People just enjoy that. So I use that song to kind of start out my concerts. And so I actually have a series now where this is the part two, and so we're going to actually film a one-take style video this month and release that as an entry to the monthly rap contest. Yeah, so that I look forward to sharing that with everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. I would like to spin one of your tracks. This one's called Flu Season, featuring Ren Thomas. Can you tell us a little bit about this track?
Sure. So that track is actually very has a very funny story to it. Make it long story short, is I actually had that track and instrumental almost a year ago now, and I had the song ready. I had verses written. But I had the hook. It's got like a very morphed kind of tone to the hook, and I did that to kind of, you know, just create a vibe. I'm a heavy smoker. People that know my music, they know me. I'm very 420 friendly, and I want to create a song that just you could just chill out, vibe out to, maybe, you know, spark up to. But when all this pandemic started to hit, I had just secured a feature from an artist out of New Jersey named Ren Thomas. Shout out to him. And, you know, I was thinking for a name for the song. And again, I just wanted to create a project. Everything around the project is to be able to give people that escape, give people that, you know, sense of like positive outlook, even though it's called Troublesome, something entertaining to get their minds off of the negative climate that's happening right now. So I thought, what better than to name this track Flu Season, to let everybody know that no matter what, in a pandemic or not, to create some great music and just create great vibes for everybody.
All right. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. Here is Flu Season.
Praying on autopilot and reality is shocking. Remain the hardest rocking. No surprise that I'm the topic. Weighing all the options. I say there's not an option. No other way around it. We the hottest out. The hottest out. It's the season. You'll believe it. We the hottest out. The hottest out. Brain on autopilot, in reality is shocking. Remain the hardest rocket, no surprise that I'm the topic. Weighing all the options, I say there's not an option. No other way around it, we the hardest out.
I take pleasure in made effort, my name's tender. Say it once and burn your tongue, they better take measures. Razor blade, yeah, I stay clever. Sharp, I lay heads with the sauce. Better play dead when I spark, yeah. Lion heart, but still an underdog. Paper chasing reckless made me really stumble hard. I fed my partners, always stayed real. Scrape change just to pay bills, but made sure we were straight still. Don't trust opinions, but I love statistics. My numbers ain't the biggest, but the growth is what I've witnessed. To keep it real, they ain't even realistic. Crappers pick a hairstyle and a crazy gimmick, then they want a big hit.
Train on autopilot, in reality is shocking. Remain the hardest rocking, no surprise that I'm the topic. Weighing all the options, I say there's not an option. No other way around it, we the hottest out. The hottest out. It's the season, you'll believe it, we the hottest out. The hottest out. Without a doubt. Brain on autopilot, in reality is shocking. Remain the hardest rocking, no surprise that I'm the topic. Weighing all the options, I say there's not an option. No other way around it, we the hardest out.
Popping way before sway view. I pay dues and you pay dues. Drunk free how I came through. Fuck a stream with your bank view. I never did the shit they do. No promoter ever paid you. It's a loud pack to your cake too. If you wait with me, I made you. Too many cats want this. Let's rap them more watches. From tuna to lobsters, told my shooter I got this. If I ever held you, put a stone inside that fucking bracelet. When I see you at a show, word is bum, we'll strip them right naked. Enemies and haters, splash coke in my makers. These liars will say they made us. I'm just working on my next greatest. Public service message to you corns who think you're way high. What you gonna do, sink or swim when that wave stops? Fly.
Train on autopilot, in reality is shocking. Remain the hardest rocking, no surprise that I'm the topic. Weighing all the options, I say there's not an option. No other way around it, we the hottest out. The hottest out. It's the season, you'll believe it, we the hottest out. The hottest out. Without a doubt. Brain on autopilot, in reality is shocking. Remain the hardest rocking, no surprise that I'm the topic. Weighing all the options, I say there's not an option. No other way around it, we the hottest out.
All right now, Hey. All right. That's what's up. Phone lines are open. Anyone is welcome to call Lady Diva and speak with Dre tomorrow at 657-383-0771. Phone lines are open. Well, Dre, let me ask you, what is your favorite track on your album, Troublesome?
So for me, a real fun track was Troublesome, the actual title track for the mixtape. Just the way that me and Ethan kind of played with that song, there's no song structure to it. It's just us going bar for bar, being lyrical. And overall, I think it encompasses the sound that I wanted for this project. However, every song on this project, if it wasn't one of my favorites, wouldn't be on there. So
right.
Each and every one of them I believe in, and they make me
okay.
Jam. So.
All right. Thank you for that information. So before I send another track, tell me, what's the story behind Set Me Free?
So Set Me Free, that song came from me just kind of watching a lot of the news, reading a lot of articles online, seeing really what's been going on with the country as far as a lot of disagreements on both the left and right side, and people just, you know, not really being able to come to a conclusion. So a lot of that, you know, I'm sure just like everyone else, has weighed on my mind, having the uncertainty of the future of our nation and just us as, you know, as a society. So I wanted to introduce everyone to this mixtape, to give them something to think about, a little bit of food for thought, as well as something to jam to. So that song, you know, comes with a little bit of, you know, my own personal struggle with everything, and as well as speaking on things as far as what's going on in our streets, you know, with people looting these stores, but at the same time, they, you know, understanding that they have a reason to be angry and be outraged because of the actions of not only police officers but government officials that don't do anything for us as the people, you know. And I just wanted to make a song to be able to express those feelings and thoughts.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Well, before I spin Set Me Free, I have a caller. Area code 312. Please state your name. Speak.
Hi, how you doing? My name is America Gamarro. I happen to be Mrs. Dre Morrow, the way my son.
All right, now, hey, the lady of the house. All right.
How you doing?
You got something to say?
I do. I just wanted to say, yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to say that I'm incredibly proud of the progress that he has made individually as an artist, and the progress that we have made as a label, as a couple. I'm so proud of him. The family's proud of him. We're all rooting for him. And I just wanted to know, like, what are going to be some of the plans for next year, if you want to share some of that?
All right.
Sure. So, there you go. You got me with that one, man. So first, I want to say thank you so much. Shout out to my wife again, because without her, you know, I wouldn't be able to be doing what I'm doing or have the support that I have. So thank you so much, honey. Thank you for the call as well. And to answer your question.
Hello?
Yes, hello? Hello?
Hello? Where'd he go?
Yeah, can you hear me? I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and go spin up.
Hello?
Set Me Free. Be Hello? Right back.
Move fast.
It's like I'm on my hands and knees and I'm pleading. We gotta fight, I've seen this clearly in my dreams. Countless dying in our streets, I can't believe it. Holding in the darkest feelings, Lord, just set me free. Running out of time, are you down to ride? Running out of time, are you down to ride? Running out of time, are you down to ride? Holding in the darkest feelings deep and down inside. From what I can observe and hear him saying, Trump though and Dirk is a spirit faded. All this fight that I've heard, it appears I hate it. Come the air to our streets and I'm irritated. Turn with the urge, get immersed with the words of the innocent. How about an issue with sizzling? Black, white, and brown, we sick of injustice. And in the mix, it be looking like a light show. Getting wicked when the lights go. Guns popping in our sights, bro. These are our rights. Playing truth on the mic. Better tread light like you about to tiptoe on a tightrope. You don't know the way it might go. Seen the man that got hit with the strike of a light bulb. Like a kite blown in the middle of the night. Whoa, I can never let the mic go. Like I'm on my hands and knees and I'm pleading. We gotta fight, I seen this clearly in my dreams. Countless dying in our streets, I can't believe it. Holding in the darkest feelings, Lord, just set me free. Running out of time, are you down to ride? Running out of time, are you down to ride? Running out of time, are you down to ride? Holding in the darkest feelings deep and down inside.
All right, now, that is set me free. All right, Dre Morrow, are you with me?
Yeah. Am I back connected with you guys?
Yeah, yes, you are. You can hear me, right?
Okay. I don't know what happened. But to finish answering her question before the song played, I wanted to say that we actually have a lot of content planned for this year. Outside of doing music, we also have a podcast in the works. And it's going to be talking not only about hip-hop artists, but also talking about different types of sponsors that we're going to have. You know me, again, I'm 420 friendly, so we're going to be trying different things out as far as oils from different companies, recommending what oils we like as far as CBD or THC oils, different types of flowers and different strains. So a lot aside from music, we have, you know, projects in other areas, and I'm really excited for all of you guys to see that.
Well, I need you to mention your online social media pages, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for everyone to follow up with you. Go right ahead.
Sure. So right now we're currently, I know this happened. I actually said this last time when I was on your radio show. I still don't have an official site only because there's still a lot of things that I want to be able to get right before I go live with my site. However, we are actually currently working on a site for our record label. But in the meantime, I'm on all social media platforms. You can find me anywhere at DreMorrow262, all one word, at lowercase, at DreMorrow262, D as in David, R as in Robert, E, M as in Mary, A, R as in Robert, R-O-262. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, as well as I'm on, all my music is on all streaming platforms, so I can be found on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music, anywhere that you're streaming music online, I'm there. So just for everyone that you know is interested in following me.
Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. I would like to ask you, will you be doing any upcoming events, just to mention?
Sure. So
any performances are scheduled anywhere in any city?
Sure. So we recently, I want to say again, thank you to the owners of Inferno in West Bend, Wisconsin, for hosting my mixtape release party. It was an event that I just wanted to be able to share with people close to me to be able to celebrate all the hard work that we've been doing, as well as, you know, do a live performance. Right now, amidst the way everything is, I think we're going to kind of play it by ear. There are a few offers that I have to perform live in different venues, but I just want to make sure before I share any of that I have them secured, because, you know, it all comes down to, like, you know, safety precaution and making sure that we're complying with all of the safety guidelines for what's going on right now. However, we do plan in late fall, if things start to clear up, to begin performing again, probably more so here in the Midwest, like near the Chicagoland area, up to northern Wisconsin. But next year, we definitely look to branch out, going to areas such as Florida, going to the West Coast, and also possibly overseas. We actually have a collaboration on this album with an artist named Hoodlum NZ out of Hamilton, New Zealand, and I have a growing following in that area, so I'm very interested in possibly venturing out in that area as well, maybe by next year.
Okay, thank you for that information. So I like to ask you, what is that ultimate desire which you wish your fans to get out of this album, Troublesome?
Sure. So ultimately, what I seek for, you know, the people that follow me to get out of this album is no matter what, because Basically, the backstory to this project here is I'm the classic underdog, you know, in the group of friends that I had growing up making music, I was the least one that was taken seriously. Just in every field, I think there is that underdog that people sometimes either underestimate or don't take seriously. But I've always told people the best way to show and prove, you know, and this is something that I believe, and best way to stand out is just to outwork everyone around you. So that's what this album is all about. I feel like I'm troublesome because no matter what obstacle someone wants to put ahead of me, my work ethic overcomes that. I think that, work hard beats talent when talent fails to work hard. So, you know, having talent is half the battle, but just being able to hustle through anything, you know, even right now that we're in a pandemic, you know, being able to find creative ways to promote our music and be able to reach our audience, reach our fans, our supporters. It all comes with the day's work being an independent artist. So I'm troublesome in my field because I'm going to do whatever it takes to succeed. And I just want to inspire others to do the same.
Right. Thank you for that information. I will play Understand at the end of the show, and also I will play Rainy Days, which is my favorite. You are more than welcome to give a shout out right now to all the persons that have supported you. Go right ahead, Dre.
Sure. So, you know, again, like the first person I want to thank truly is God himself, because without him, I wouldn't be able to have the opportunity or the life within me to be able to, you know, pursue my goals. But after that, I definitely want to thank, you know, the caller from earlier, my wife, America Gamaro, for standing beside me, believing in our vision and just being patient throughout every step of the way, because I'm nowhere near perfect. And I'm a headache and a head case in itself. So I really do appreciate her for that. I also want to shout out to both my mother and father for always being supportive, for being close to me and just always making sure that I have what I need. Never, you know, giving up on me. And I wanted to shout out to some of the artists on this project. Big shout out to Hoodlum NZ. We just talked about him earlier, from Hamilton, New Zealand. Also an artist out of Chicago named BMO, B-O-D. Shout out to Bar University TV. It's a group here in Chicago that helps a lot of independent artists get exposure. They have an interview segment called Rap Slice that they do for indie artists. And I just want to shout out to them because they've been very supportive and a big help for me to get connected in the music scene here in Chicago. I'm also, and if I'm missing people, you know, everyone who's a part of this project, I thank them and they know who they are. Shout out to Ren Thomas. Shout out to IMG Spook. Shout out to Sox Sosa. Yeah, I'm just trying to go through the list, but just thank you to everyone. And most importantly, thank you to my supporters, my fans, my loyal followers, for just being active, always giving me supportive messages, sharing my content. Without them, there would be no Lionheart, there'd be no Mufasa, no Dre Morrow. So thank you to them, for the people that follow me, for people that even right now who are listening in, for my loyal supporters, for giving me the drive. And thank you, Brenda, for giving me this platform. Lady Diva, thank you.
You're welcome, Dre. My pleasure. And we'll give everyone else an applause. The last but not least, I want to say, any words of encouragement, or rather say any other words of encouragement you want to give in these dark times of this pandemic, you want to give, and also any advice to up-and-coming hip-hop artists as yourself?
Sure. So my words of encouragement would be, you know, anything in this that, you know, anyone really truly wants, there's always, when there's a will, there's a way. So I just want anyone that, you know, whether they're looking to get into the hip-hop industry, whether they're looking to get into the music industry in general, maybe, you know, they're getting into acting, whatever it is, those of us that continue to be persistent and consistently put out material, consistently are told no, but still push forward, we are the ones that will see the other side of it when it's said and done. So if you believe in what you're doing and you see your own vision, even if nobody else sees it, just keep moving forward. As far as advice to other hip-hop artists, I would say just study the game. The game changes every 6 months to every year. No exaggeration or lie. Sometimes people are following the same formula that artists in the 90s were following, and that's not going to work in 2020 or even, and it probably, and it's not going to work in 2022 and so forth. So if you really, truly want to be successful in the music industry and you're an independent artist, you know, promoting yourself and getting out there, I would say keep an eye on the game, keep an eye on what's going on, what trends are happening, you know, what platform is the most popular that you can get noticed on, and just try to create different strategies for yourself to stand out. But again, just having fun and following your dreams is number one, because without your heart being in it, nothing else will fall in place. So,
wow. Thank you for that. Thank you. And Dre, you're always welcome to come back with any other new projects you have. And I appreciate you. Love your vibe. Love your music. Love your lyrics. You're so humble. You're so humble, Dre. And
thank you so much.
And congratulations on your record label, and more blessings come your way. Be safe and keep in touch. What can you tell me about this track, Understand, and also the other track, Rainy Days? Can you give me a little briefing on those two tracks?
Sure. So Rainy Days, I'll talk about first. That one was produced actually from someone out here in the Chicagoland area. His name is Julian, producer named Kid Hooley. I met him actually through just going to, when I was doing the Midwest Ticket War promo tour, I went to a venue called the Astoria Lounge here in Chicago to perform. And he was actually linking up and just meeting with other artists. We actually had a mutual connection because he worked for my cousin a few years ago. And so from there, we just connected, and he showed me some of his instrumentals. Rainy Days, that instrumental originally, it spoke to me just because of the way the drums, you know, follow that very mystic vibe, and also that melody, that kind of reverse piano. So I wrote my verse to it, and I was just looking for the right feature. Back in home, IMG Spooks is a popular artist in Kenosha, Wisconsin, so I wanted to throw somebody on there that on the song that was going to be able to be recognized and was going to be able to give me a run for my money lyric-wise. And I think it came out to be a great song. We both kind of talked about our own struggles, as well as, you know, what a rainy day could mean for ourselves as artists, and also as people just trying to make it in the world. Now the song Understand kind of goes very similar with my intro, as far as talking, the Set Me Free song, talking about current issues going on in the government, going on in our world, in our society. And so it just questions a lot of things that are happening, and tries to kind of shed some light on you know, giving people that food for thought to be able to maybe go and do their own research. A lot of my music, what I look to do is inspire minds and just, you know, get people to ask questions, because a society that doesn't ask questions, I think, is a society doomed, set to fail. And so I just want us to educate our people, especially, you know, young brown and black people. We need to educate each other and support each other, because we come from a very similar struggle. And at the end of the day, we have each other, you know, to be able to learn from and be empowered by. And so that's what that song is all about.
Well, thank you for that information. Well, you have a blessed evening. Tell your wife she's doing a great job as well. And you be safe. Take care of yourself. And come back on my platform with your new music projects and keep in touch. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. There will be more shows.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Here is Understand, and I will be playing Rainy Days, and Lady Diva will be signing out. Thank you, Dre Morrow. You have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mufasa. You're listening to
The Legion. I'm hearing all the singing in the world. I'm trying to understand now. I know there ain't a feeling greater in the world. I gotta make a stand now. Sometimes all we need is conversation, so we can understand the other person's observation. Hearing all the singing in the world, I'm trying to understand now.
Across the globe, I've witnessed the animosity. Division within the people is an atrocity. If it isn't for some monetary gain, most ain't really game. Gotta pay to play, and that's wrong to me. study the past and understand this ideology. Seems mankind can't handle power responsibly. Now we got a government who don't want us to win. I just throw caution to the wind, I know I gotta speak. How we let a virus come destroy our whole economy. How we let our people die knowing that they trying to breathe. Guess some ventilators ain't helping from what I can see. Fuck a vaccine, you already injected lies in me. I'm just praying for better days. I'm knowing God hear me, his name will never fade. On my phone, what's on the screen make me tap like it's MMA. Reading articles that'll never change. One time for the workers on the front line. The country hella lopsided in these rough times. Some enjoying unemployment and these government grants. I'm eating moldy bread at lunchtime. Keep your head up, we gon' pull through. Even though I know I may have a few screws loose, this ain't the type of shit you used to. Go ahead and pull it up on YouTube and get a Blues Clue.
I'm hearing all this anger in the world, I'm trying to understand now. I know there ain't a feeling greater in the world, I gotta make a stand now. Sometimes all we need is conversation, so we can understand the other person's observation. Hearing all this anger in the world, I'm trying to understand now. I'm hearing all this anger in the world, I'm trying to understand now. I know there ain't a feeling greater in the world, I gotta make a stand now. Sometimes all we need is conversation, so we can understand the other person's observation. Hearing all this anger in the world, I'm trying to understand now.
Black and brown men being killed by the badge. No trial or jury, they ain't giving us a chance. Now we're seeing anger in our city torn in half. No need a calculator for the results of the aftermath. Haters weighing heavy on the heads of the impoverished. Leaders talking change when the camera's down in silence. Opposition to opposition abolished. Feel like I'm the only one in the room when I talk about it. Don't matter color or creed, we're brothers indeed. Propaganda confusing the young and now we're enemies. Understanding how the game goes. Do it only for the love of the game though. I could breathe life into the game, whoa. It's got crashed through these devilish times. Witness it rain slow. I taste the rainbow like I was eating a Skittle. I need these pesos. Meanwhile, my pain grows. Across the globe, I've witnessed the animosity. Division within the people is an atrocity. If it isn't for some monetary gain, most ain't really game. Gotta pay to play, and there's wrong to me. Study the past and understand this ideology. It seems mankind can't handle power responsibly. Now we got a government who don't want to see us win. Throwing caution to the wind, I know I gotta speak.
I'm hearing all this anger in the world, I'm trying to understand now. I know there ain't a feeling greater in the world, I gotta make a stand now. Sometimes all we need is conversation, so we can understand the other person's observation. Hearing all this anger in the world, I'm trying to understand now. I'm hearing all this anger in the world, I'm trying to understand now. I know there ain't a feeling greater in the world, I gotta make a stand now. Sometimes all we need is conversation, so we can understand the other person's observation. Hearing all the singing in the world, I'm trying to understand now.
That always play victim. Rainy days coming. How you deal with them? I've been off shrooms. I'm fucking with the symptoms. Tired of being broke. My life feel like a mission that I can't pass. Head in the gutter. I hate me them visits when I had to talk to my pops through the glass. First time I ever seen that nigga cry, shit, it made me a man. You understand? All of these clouds that I got surrounding me, it fucked up my plans. Find your ass something you love into doing and monetize it. Let's go run up the bands. I show respect where it's due. Give a fuck how you feeling. Tell them labels where that advance. These ain't no red bottoms. These ain't no bands. I get straight respect when we enter your land. I miss a couple of niggas that I done grew up with, but fuck it, I don't need no friends. I need a meals, set that shit up for a rainy day so I can ball with the fam. We get shit cracking, they be thinking we scam. Give me space, I'm loony, 40 don't jam. She wanna make a movie, her and a friend. So the fuck it, school me up, let me know when you outside. Hop in a boost like I hit it with a landslide. Man, you know I'm rolling like a joyride. And you know I stay with sticks like a boycott. I just bought a brand new site for the long shots. cause I ain't worried about a thing. We run it up on the regular. All them rainy days when I've been through the pain, trying to focus ain't no giving up. I was down on my knees asking God for forgiveness, and I ain't had no one to pick me up. I ain't too worried about nothing, just dollar shit. I need a guava to lift me up. My name holding weight like a pickup truck. You get stuck in your shit if you acting tough. Sign G or nothing, DBAA. Shit, I ain't with the front, and let's get these bucks.
Let the beat take my pain away. Haters pray that we fade away. So I take this shit day to day. Ain't a thing you can take away. Been working and brainstorming through these rainy days. They envious cause I've been on. Pettiness letting them speak on me wrong. Sentence is effortless. This ain't a lesson in sketching, but tell them my weapons are drawn. I'ma get in them in the head when I'm hitting. Never need an edit. Set it aggressive and I'm committed. Hit them with the hand that did it. Attributed to the menace. I'm sinister with the pen and ahead of the competition. Depending on whether they offended my mental bending. Surrender my level, been ascended. I'll send a message. Then another direction. They never guessing the weapon. Contended again. I befriend a particular method. You ain't eating at my table. Wouldn't get a fry. I reign supreme when you see them clouds get inside. Had homies that would die for a switch sides. Then I'm in the cerebellum when they spit lies. Mind spinning like a cyclone. Got the type of vision you can see with your eyes closed. Therapeutic in my music, I define goals. Blowing smoke out the window as I ride slow. Too many involved in the mischief. I fear God, I'm really conflicted. I'm here to deliver the big twist. Only God know what fate I trust in him. I'm here to get in it. I'm ripping and scribbling a little bit. Flow got me tripping. Talk that shit that'll cut through your thick skin. Get filleted if you swim with a big fish. And accosted when I'm hawking. My thoughts is not an option to take a loss when my mentality in another dimension. I'm representing progression. You better know that I got this. As the beat take my pain away, we changing the game today. Forget that I'm gifted like shit you left sitting on layaway. Oh no, it ain't a-okay. Let the beat take my pain away. Haters pray that we fade away. So I take this shit day to day. Ain't a thing you can take away. Just brainstorming through these rainy days. Brainstorming through these rainy days. Ay, ay. Let the beat take my pain away. Haters pray that we fade away. So I take this shit day to day. Ain't a thing you can take away. Brainstorming through these rainy days. Brainstorming through these rainy days. Brainstorming through these rainy days.
Fast.